USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden spent the first part of his Labor Day weekend in Florida touring the damage left behind by Hurricane Idalia. The president taking an aerial tour followed by a briefing on the ground and a tour of Live Oak, which is in the process of recovery. Speaking to reporters, the president says he's inspired by the sense of community he saw.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you can give them is hope. There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor or someone coming in and offering you help.
After being criticized by Republicans for not taking his job seriously, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's keeping a close eye on travel over this long holiday weekend.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's hoping travel this Labor Day weekend goes as smooth as possible.
Like millions of Americans, I'm traveling this busy Labor Day weekend to be with family.
He speaks with reporters at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago.
And I know so many Americans are hitting the road or heading to airports to do the same.
I'm Laura Winters.
Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is dead at the age of 75. A statement from the Richardson Center for Global Engagement said Richardson died in his sleep Friday night at his home. Richardson was a candidate for president in the 2008 Democratic primary and later served as Energy Secretary and UN Ambassador during the Clinton administration. Legendary musician Jimmy Buffett has passed away. The singer-songwriter was best known for his 1977 hit Margaritaville, which was inducted into the Library of Congress National Recording Registry in 2023. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An artist is no fan of his music being used by a 2024 Republican presidential hopeful.
Rapper Eminem objecting to presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy using his music at campaign events. The Republican candidate has made it a practice to use Eminem's song Lose Yourself at events and even rapped the song himself during an appearance recently at the Iowa State Fair. A spokesperson for the Ramaswamy campaign says they will comply with Eminem's request. I'm Corey Myers.
Airbnb is revealing top vacation destinations for family getaways.
According to the travel accommodations app, if you're headed to California, Disneyland and Lake Tahoe top the list. But if Florida's more your style, then Disney World is the clear leader in the Sunshine State. A relatively new place of interest, Granby, Colorado, beat out places like Telluride and Vail. Airbnb is reporting a 10% increase in family getaways since 2022. And if you go to the Airbnb website, you can check out an interactive map of the top destinations across the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for the Cookout Southern 500 set to take place Sunday from Darlington Raceway. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.